This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Ryan Ferguson could be out of jail in 30 days or less after the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District vacated his murder sentence today. Ferguson was found guilty of the 2001 murder of Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt, based largely on the testimony of an alleged accomplice and a janitor that identified Ferguson as one of the people he saw at the murder scene. Both have since recanted and said prosecutors affected their testimony. But the three-judge panel issued the habeas corpus relief today, not because of those recantations, but based on the fact that testimony from the janitor's wife was withheld from the trial and could have cast doubt on the janitor's story. Bill Ferguson, Ryan's father, said he talked with Ryan shortly after the court's decision this morning.
He was just so relieved and so happy. But at the same time, he realizes that that's one chapter behind him, but he's got another chapter, which is the state's still trying to convict him.
The Boone County prosecutor and the attorney general's office both say they need to discuss the issue before making a decision on how to move forward. Prosecutors can appeal this decision on the old case, decide to start a new case, do nothing and let Ferguson out in 30 days, or decide to let him out earlier. A new Missouri House committee will look into allegations of a hostile work environment in the Department of Agriculture. House Speaker Tim Jones said earlier today he is deeply concerned about the allegations against former agriculture director John Hagler. He says the new investigatory committee will be led by Representative Casey Guernsey. Governor Jay Nixon replaced Hagler as department director October 11th. The Columbia City Council last night voted against a resolution that would have discontinued the use of fluoride in the city's water supply. Members of the Board of Health, including several dentists and doctors, were on hand to support the use of fluoride. Fifth Ward Councilmember Laura Nosser said she remains open to both viewpoints, but said she ultimately decided to represent the residents' opinions.
I have had far more people contact me and tell me they want to keep fluoride in the water, and so as their duly elected representative, I will honor their wishes and follow and not vote against taking fluoride out of our water.
The council voted unanimously against the resolution after hearing more than an hour of testimony from the public. Missouri officials say a contractor will make a one-time $290,000 deposit to families affected by a failure to issue debit cards containing child support payments on time. The State Office of Administration said earlier today a subcontractor used by Systems and Methods Incorporated did not mail the cards on time between October 11th and October 25th. Parents were unable to access funds, and the state says about 10,000 families were affected. Missouri officials say the company also will send a letter apologizing for the inconvenience, assist families facing fees for late payments, and pay the state about $6,800. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.